Herzlich willkommen zu der Microsoft-Pressekonferenz hier auf der Games Convention in Leipzig. Microsoft ist nun schon zum fünften Mal hier auf dieser Messe vertreten und ich freue mich, hier Sie begrüßen zu dürfen. Mit der Games Convention wurde ein sehr erfolgreiches Konzept entwickelt, das Microsoft von Anfang an unterstützt. Und auch die diesjährigen Zahlen sind mehr als eindrucksvoll. 90.000 Quadratmeter Ausstellungsfläche, 370 Aussteller. Wir erwarten 150.000 Besucher und 2.000 Journalisten aus 30 Ländern akkreditiert. Für uns der Beweis, dass die Entscheidung für die Games Convention richtig war und der Branche dieses Jahr einen großen Schub geben wird. Jetzt ist es auch so, dass wir in diesem Jahr ziemlich stolz sind auf unser innovatives Standkonzept. Unser Stand ist, wie unsere Brand, offen, einladend, anders. Daher lade ich Sie jetzt schon mal ein, schauen Sie sich den Stand an. Denn auf dem Stand sehen Sie über 70 Xbox 360 Stationen spielbar. Darüber hinaus können Sie hier 60 verschiedene Games for Windows Stationen sehen. Jetzt ist Gaming auch immer Unterhaltung und natürlich findet auch großartige Unterhaltung hier auf dem Messestand statt. Live on Stage unter anderem die Hip-Hopper von Arrested Development, der Comedian Simon Gosejohann, E-Sports Highland wie das World Cyber Games Filiale für Project Gotham Racing und Table Tennis. Es findet hier großartiges Entertainment auf dieser Bühne statt. Bevor wir Sie jetzt über weitere Neuigkeiten informieren, lassen Sie uns einen kurzen Rückblick über die Xbox 360 Entwicklung seit Launch vor 9 Monaten geben. Und hier ist es mir eine sehr große Freude, den EMEA-Vizepräsidenten Chris Lewis auf die Bühne bitten zu dürfen. Hallo Chris.
Thank you, Stefan. Thank you. Well, it is really great to be back. I had the privilege last year on this very stage to make some key announcements around Xbox 360 as we moved inexorably towards a very important launch. And, well, I'm happy to report today that we've fulfilled our targets. We're in very good shape. We've built and grown the Xbox 360 community to new heights. By the end of June, as you can see, we've shipped 1.3 million consoles in Europe. That contributes very significantly to the 5 million unit worldwide milestone that we achieved by the same period. That, we're very proud to say, is the fastest console launch ever. And this Christmas, and in many ways I think this is an even more significant milestone to have reached, we will have in excess of 10 million units shipped worldwide. Very, very significant, I'm sure you'd agree. And along with that, a catalogue of more than 160 high-definition games. So, I'm sure you'd agree that Xbox 360 is, by anybody's standards, an undeniable success. Now Europe, as I often say, and it's very, very important for us here, is the battleground for the console business. We've worked very hard to capture the hearts and the minds of European gamers, and we continue to do so, as you will see over the course of today and in the coming weeks and months. Now, one very important move and initiative that's right at the center of our strategy is to continue to grow into other countries around the region, more European countries specifically that we'll talk about today. And for those of you that were at E3, you will have heard Bill Gates make the announcement about our intention to move into other regions around the globe, specifically Eastern Europe, South Africa, India, Brazil. And today I'm very pleased to be able to provide crisp launch details for what's happening in Eastern Europe in the coming months. So, on the 3rd of November, gamers both in Poland, and in fact what you'll see as I build this slide, welcome Poland, as I build this slide I'll actually put some specific pricing details up there in local currency based on the estimated retail prices, as you'd expect. So, we will welcome Poland. And of course, as you can see there, Hungary, the Czech Republic, and indeed Slovakia will join the Xbox 360 community from that date. Now, again, as you can see from the pricing outlined, both the Xbox 360 full system and the core system will be available, plus, as you'd expect, a portfolio of accessories and fully localized games, including the favorites that you'd expect, like Project Gotham Racing 3, Perfect Dark Zero, and indeed Cameo, with more to come in the coming weeks. So we're really looking forward to welcoming Eastern European gamers to the Xbox 360 community this Christmas. Now, some of you may know that Xbox 360 was the official licensed console for the FIFA 2006 World Cup, played out here in Germany a few weeks ago. And I'm very pleased to have this opportunity to welcome a special guest up here on stage to talk about a very exciting development that will make Xbox 360 the home for next generation football gaming. So, please join me in welcoming Hoog from Electronic Arts, who's going to take you through the next stages of the press conference. Welcome.
Thanks, Chris. Good to see you. Thank you very much, Chris. Guten Tag. Let's kick off with having a first look for the very first time at FIFA 07 on Xbox 360. I'm very proud to announce today for the very first time that EA Sports is redefining next-gen gaming for football. And that means that FIFA rewrote completely from scratch its engine for the next-generation platforms. It clearly means that FIFA is the number one priority for EA, and that we wanted to focus on the fun of the experience. The fun meaning for us producers, the responsiveness and the feel when you control the game, meaning the athletic motion and the realistic simulation, and also the football intelligence and the depth with a lot of variability. So 2 years ago, we started to rebuild this engine, as I said, from scratch, and it's composed of three main components: animation, physics, and an AI system that is data-driven. It's our biggest investment in the football business so far, and we are very proud to show it for the very first time today. So as you understood, the presentation is about gameplay. But at EA Sport, we are really trying to innovate and to blur the line between the virtual experience and the real experience. And I will also talk about online and how we achieve this with our online feature set. So for the very first time, here is the FIFA 07 new engine. You can see Ronaldinho here on screen. And please pay attention to the realism of the motion and his athletic posture. Basically, what we do here is, in real time, we calculate the human biomechanics. I mean by biomechanics. First, let's have a look at his momentum, the way his weight is carried on, the way he's leaning forward when he's accelerating, or to the side when he's turning. A second point that we should have a look at is the notion of foot planting. So when you play football, you go to the ball with your feet. We calculate, with a new technology called inverse kinematics, the accurate positioning of the feet on the ground. It means it starts from the boot, then goes to the knee, then the hips, and then that generates the accurate positioning of the body. Another huge innovation in terms of animation is the responsiveness that we wanted to achieve. And on current gen, for the experts, you know that the ball was baked into the animation. Well, on next gen, the ball is a complete separate element driven by its own physics. So if you look at the ball here, it feels alive, detached from the player. On current gen, remember the elastic effect linked to the boot of the player. Now it's over, and we really focus on the curve, the spin of this ball. So now, time for an 11 versus 11 experience. As you know, FIFA is the beautiful game. The Xbox 360 size, power think, enables us to have a fantastic visuals. There it is.
I've seen so many games over the years where we've actually got up to this gap, wondering what's going to happen. I think that's the sort of case today. We get up here thinking, well, it looks for all the life of this, as if this is going to be a draw. Never really
that. As you can see, the 11 versus 11 here, Barcelona against Bayern Munich, Ronaldinho against Podolski, played here by Simon and Marcel. The motion is very fluid and very realistic. That's really what we wanted to achieve. And how is this possible? Well, because the incredible power of the Xbox 360 enables us to calculate in real time all our key algorithms for 22 players. One of these algorithms is the new AI system. It's a system that has a decision layer. What it means is that it takes into account the events that occurred in the past, tries to anticipate what's coming next, and then makes the right decision. It means the right decisions at the right time with the right context. It means that our 22 players have basically a brain. They think before acting. What it brings as a result to the gamer is that the game is non-deterministic and each situation is unique. Sorry, I skipped your free kick. So as I mentioned, the second part of the presentation is about online. How do we blur this line between the real and the virtual world? The FIFA fans are, first of all, football fans. What they want is to support their club. They want to be constantly in contact with their club. Well, this is for the very first time possible while you play FIFA. Have a look at this video.
Und nun.
Ja, ja, ja.
Zeitlers wunderbare Welt des Fußballs.
Das, es gibt, glaube ich, einige, die sind ziemlich desillusioniert. Wir haben zum Beispiel unsere Freunde aus Aachen, die gedacht haben, oh, das wird eine coole Saison, jetzt nach 2 Spieltagen, 17. kein Punkt. Da ist der Liga-Alltag bereits eingekehrt.
Das wird knapp, vor allem wenn man bedenkt, dass normalerweise die Zweitligamannschaften ja am Anfang der Saison besonders gut sind. Und das war schon mal die Saison nicht. Ne?
Ja, die Heimpremiere ist in die Hose gegangen.
Das kann man wohl sagen. Ja, und leider hat dieser Spieltag ja sehr traurig begonnen.
So, as you understood, FIFA 07 on Xbox 360 will deliver for the very first time radio podcasts, news, the ticker, statistics about your club, about 20 leagues and 30 competitions. This is truly the very first time we do this. FIFA becomes a broadcaster, and we are really proud of this innovation. So, to recapitulate, I talked about FIFA having a brand new football engine. I also talked about bringing the football experience to the fans in real time thanks to the online. I think that these are very exciting times for the franchise and for eSports as a whole. We are very proud of the foundations of this new engine, which is very powerful. And FIFA will be released this fall. With FIFA 07, EA is also releasing on the Xbox 360 our biggest franchises. I'm talking about NHL, Need for Speed, and The Godfather. It clearly means that we love this thing. As developers, we are very proud to be able to develop on a powerful machine that makes next-gen really shine. Thank you very much for your attention, and enjoy the show.
Bachmeier,
wie heißt das?
Bachmeier. Okay. Let me introduce Head of Marketing Germany, Martin Bachmeier.
Okay. Okay. Herzlich willkommen, jetzt geht es richtig los, Showtime. Wir haben noch sehr, sehr viel auf der Agenda, wir wollen noch über ganz, ganz viele Themen sprechen. Das war schon mal ein fantastischer Start. Vielen Dank an die Kollegen Stefan, Chris und auch an die Kollegen von Electronic Arts. Wirklich fantastische Geschichten, die wir haben. Wir haben uns vor einem Jahr alle hier gesehen auf der Games Convention 2005. Wir haben einige Versprechen abgegeben. Wir haben gesagt, dass wir vor Weihnachten eine echte Next-Generation-Konsole launchen werden. Wir halten unsere Versprechen. Wir haben den Launch-Termin gehalten. Vor Weihnachten gab es Xbox 360 im deutschen Markt. Wir haben gesagt, Xbox 360 wird einen wirklich attraktiven Preis haben. Auch das haben wir gehalten. Wir haben letztes Jahr den Preis bekannt gegeben. Xbox 360 ab 299 Euro hier im deutschen Handel. Auch dieses Jahr werden wir neue Versprechen abgeben. Und wir haben gesagt, wir bauen eine Konsole, wo wir wirklich zugehört haben. Wir haben Xbox 360 um das Thema meine Freunde, meine Spiele, meinen Lifestyle wirklich um den Spieler, um den Konsumenten herum gestaltet. Und dieses Jahr werden wir viele, viele neue Entwicklungen bekannt geben für Xbox 360. Was uns besonders freut, als Rückblick auch auf das letzte Jahr, wir haben mit Xbox Live endlich auch in Deutschland einen Durchbruch geschafft. Wir haben die Attach Rate, das heißt die Anzahl der Spieler, die eine Konsole gekauft haben, auf über 50% gesteigert, die jetzt mit Xbox Live verbunden sind. Mehr als die Hälfte aller Xbox 360 Besitzer in Deutschland sind auf Xbox Live. Und sie spielen nicht nur grandiose Spiele, sondern also sie freuen sich an Arcade-Titeln, sie werden Kommunikation nutzen können und den Marketplace, darüber sprechen wir gleich noch. Wir haben letztes Jahr versprochen, wir werden die meisten und die besten Spiele auf die Plattform bringen. Chris Luther hat es vorhin erwähnt. Über 70 Spielertitel jetzt schon erhältlich in High Definition. Und bis Weihnachten werden es 160 Spielertitel sein in HD. Ein einmaliger Erfolg, so kurz nach dem Launch einer Plattform. Wir haben gesagt, wir bauen eine wirklich relevante Entertainment-Marke auf. Auch das haben wir geschafft. Xbox 360 kennt man, Xbox 360 ist populär und die Marke repräsentiert etwas, was wir hier auf diesem Stand noch erleben. Das Ganze ist nur möglich geworden durch strategische Partnerschaften. Mit unseren Freunden von Samsung Electronics, mit unseren Kollegen von Adidas, wo wir gemeinsam den Xbox Cup bestritten haben, anlässlich der FIFA hier in Deutschland, haben wir tolle weltweite internationale Partnerschaften, so wie auch mit der Universal Music Group. Das sind große strategische Partnerschaften, die weit über reine Kooperationen hinausgehen. Und ich freue mich, heute bekannt geben zu können, dass wir für Deutschland ganz speziell eine neue strategische, langfristige Partnerschaft eingehen werden mit der Marke BMW Mini. Der neue Mini, der dieses Jahr launcht, wird Bestandteil sein der großen Mini-Challenge, die nächstes Jahr stattfindet. Die Mini-Challenge gibt es schon länger und Xbox 360-Spieler werden was ganz Tolles erleben können. Wer auf Xbox 360 mit Forza Motorsport 2 an unserem Wettbewerb diesen Winter und im Frühjahr teilnimmt, die Besten aus dem Leaderboard auf Xbox Live werden eine Rennfahrerlizenz erhalten, eine echte Rennfahrerausbildung bekommen und der Beste davon wiederum wird dann tatsächlich in diesem Mini im Xbox Cup gemeinsam mit der Mini-Challenge nächstes Jahr im Rennen mitfahren. Eine einmalige Geschichte, die uns wirklich von der virtuellen Welt in die reale Welt begleitet. Das wird von diesem Winter mit Forza Motorsport 2 nächstes Jahr in den Sommer hineingeleitet werden. Aber es geht noch viel, viel weiter. Hier wollen wir nicht enden. Wir haben noch wahnsinnig viel vor. Warum sind wir heute hier? Wir sprechen über Games for Windows, wir sprechen über Xbox 360 und Live Anywhere. Microsoft hat die Plattformen für Spieler. Microsoft hat die Mutter der Plattformen, Games for Windows, die größte Spieleplattform der Welt. Und wir haben auf Xbox 360 die meisten Spiele, die besten Spiele und sehr viele exklusive Spiele, die wir heute noch sehen werden. Und last but not least haben wir mit Live Anywhere eine Klammer über alle Plattformen, die auch zum ersten Mal mobile Devices, mobile Endgeräte, Mobiltelefone mit Xbox 360 und der Windows PC verbinden wird. Das Ganze beginnt, wie ich gesagt habe, mit den Microsoft Game Studios, mit den Games for Windows, mit unserer Hauptplattform aus dem Hause Microsoft. Und hier wollen wir mal einen prominenten Sprecher vorstellen. Ich begrüße ganz, ganz herzlich Rich Wickham, der Director des Windows Gaming Business, der uns hier jetzt einige Informationen dazu geben wird. Hello, Rich. Have an Olli Sausage Time.
Hi, Martin. Thanks very much. First, I want to thank all of you for coming and seeing what we have to talk to you about today. And I'm very excited to have the opportunity to talk to you about what Microsoft is doing to reinvigorate the world's most popular gaming platform, Windows. But before I tell you what we're doing, let's hear what the world's greatest developers have to say about the platform.
I think Windows Vista is the best hope for gaming on the PC that we've seen in a long time.
Vista really gives us an opportunity to be much more a part of people's experience on the computer. Now there's going to be a My Games folder, so when I install a game, boom, it's right there. Very easy for me to find. I know where it is. Easy for me to be able to access it.
We're making a mature game. We know it and we're proud of it, but we also want to make sure that we care for our users. And parents want to make sure that, you know, their kids don't pick up our game and play with it. Parental control allows us to do this in a new way and actually control it.
And another thing in terms of accessing is the concept of the rich saves. That's where you get a snapshot of where you are in the game.
You'll be able to browse your save games through Windows as a regular file. It'll be a lot easier for you to get back into your game.
Windows as a platform has always been about letting the players communicate back to us as a developer. It's not only important, it's exciting. It's what makes us tick in the morning.
I think that's one of the best things about actually making games on Windows, is the fact that built in you have this amazing community of gamers all around the world, and you're able to reach all of them in any way that they like to play the game. You know, we're longtime developers on Windows, and when we talked about making this game, it was really the only place we were going to do it. Hellgate London is our first venture into 3D gaming, and I think it's been a great time for that to happen. You know, with DX10, with Vista, how this all is going to really take, I think, graphics to that next step.
Crysis is an FPS of an epic scale for us. It's bigger than anything we did before. With Windows Vista, what we can do now is tell the storyline and the gameplay in a fidelity which is a boundless leap forward than in the past.
Age of Conan is an online role-playing game. So much hinges on your ability to see details on your character, see movement, see realism, see hair flying in the wind. You will have softer shadows on everything, you'll have more effects. You have lots of different features that will enhance just the realism of the picture.
With Flight Simulator 10, it really is the most significant release we've done in our 25-year history. When you look at what the Windows operating system has become, it's really amazing. And for the first time in my long history with Flight Simulator, I've had an experience in Flight Simulator 10 that I've never had before. And that's where, really, I crossed over from realizing I was playing on the PC to where I was in a realistic experience.
It's hugely exciting for us to, you know, to have this new technology to play with, especially for a game like Company of Heroes that's all about creating a really cinematic World War II experience. Really, the people who benefit most from it are the gamers at the end of the day, because we'll be able to create games that have this level of visual fidelity that we've never been able to hit before, and it's just going to blow them away.
All right, so what we're doing differently now is we're taking a platform approach with Windows and the Games for Windows campaign. We're building great technologies like DirectX and Live Anywhere. We're bringing great games from first and third party. We have a strong marketing campaign, and we've got something else. We've got a new brand ID, the Games for Windows logo. I'm happy to announce today that you will be seeing this brand on packaging of select titles starting this fall across the world. What does this mean? It's a real big shift in the way that we've managed and led on the platform. And really, if you see a title with this brand, you know that you're getting a quality experience, you know that you have choice, you know that you have a game that's compatible with what you want to do on your system, you know it's safe and secure with parental controls, and you know it's easy to play. Really quickly, I want to highlight why these things are important. I think all of you know that gaming on the platform has not always been as consistent and reliable as it could be, but when you look at the kind of quality that we're going to bring with these games, you'll start to realize that it's a better experience, not just on Windows Vista, but also on Windows XP. And with parental controls, you're going to see that parents are given the opportunity to control who plays games, how they play games, and when they play games on Windows Vista. You're also going to see more games in more genres than any other game platform out there. I think you'll agree that the Games for Windows brand and packaging is a really great step forward, and we're really excited about it. Of course, it is all about the games. And at Microsoft, we're really lucky to have great support from Microsoft Game Studios, our first-party provider. They've always been wonderful supporters of the platform, and it's never been more true than right now and with Windows Vista. There are great games like Flight Simulator X, which you're going to see a demo of in a few minutes, Halo 2 for Windows Vista, Age of Empires 3, The War Chiefs, and I'm happy to announce today, Zoo Tycoon Marine Mania. All of these games will bear the Games for Windows quality mark. All of them will have all of those great features that I just talked to you about. It's a big step forward for the platform. And you know, it isn't just about first-party support, it's also about third-party support. I'm happy to announce today that LEGO Star Wars 2 will be coming to Windows and be part of the Games for Windows brand and campaign. It's also about some of the other great games that you all know about and that you can see right here on the show. Games like Crisis and Company of Heroes, Hellgate of London, Age of Conan, Broken Sword 4, Lord of the Rings Online, and Rail Simulator. Tremendous games taking advantage of all the great technologies that we've built, delivering that quality experience to you from first and third parties. Now let's see those games in action. Great games and all part of our platform approach. But you know, one other thing that a great platform has to have is it has to have great accessories. And I'm happy to announce today that Microsoft is making sure that you have the best gaming accessories on this platform going forward. We're bringing back the IntelliMouse 3.0. For those of you who have been longtime Windows gamers like I have, you know that this is a classic. This is a mouse that people have been asking us to bring back, and we're bringing it back because that's what our consumers wanted and because that's what you do when you're the platform leader. We're also bringing the latest and greatest in mice technology in a partnership with Razer, the Habu Laser Gaming Mouse. I think you'll see this is the best gaming mouse available today. And finally, as you may have noticed, everyone today is walking around with this Xbox 360 controller and controlling this presentation wirelessly. I'm happy to announce that all Xbox 360 wireless accessories will work with Windows starting this fall. It's all about giving our gamers what they want, when they want, so they can play their games how they want. That's what a platform leader does, and that's what we're doing. And I want to give you a chance to see a couple of games in a little bit more detail, and we're lucky enough to have Scott here to talk to us about FSX and what the team there is doing. Scott?
Well, thank you very much. I am really excited to be able to give you a quick look at Flight Simulator X, our 10th version in a very dynamic 25-year history. We're going to look at a great new feature called Missions. We'll fly the Red Bull Challenge, Salzburg, Austria, in the Extra 300S with a wireless controller.
The timer
Check it out.
Gate one, so fly through it at high speed. The timer stops when you clear gate 10. Remember, you must fly through each gate in sequence.
Okay, adding full power here.
Gate 1 is up ahead to the right of the runway. A 5-second time penalty will be assessed for each pylon that is clipped, so stay in the middle of the gate when passing through.
And take off. Get up a little high here, pick up some speed. The blue arrow is going to tell us which way to go, but it's not going to be just as easy as going through pylons. The clock will start as I go through one, and a big turn here to the left.
On the other side of the field.
Looking for the gate coming out here on the left, number two. There's the blue arrow. Okay.
Made that one.
Cross to number three. This is a straight shot and a big turn to the right. Here comes the fun. Gate four, we're going to have to do a maneuver. We're going to go straight through, add some power, and go vertical.
After gate four, you must go vertical before going to gate five. Good job going vertical. Now pass through gate 5 in knife edge with at least 60 degrees of bank.
I hate this part. I've got to go through this gate sideways.
Let's see. Here we go.
And good pass on gate five. Now go straight, to gate six.
Straight through gate six.
Yes.
Now cut across the runway for gate seven. After gate seven, you must go vertical again before making a touch and go.
Get up.
Stay
get
at least 1 meter above the ground. We're not out here to mow the grass.
Okay, another vertical
give yourself
move.
Space, then pull up for the vertical. Oh, now geez. That you've gone vertical, do a touch and go on the chalk stripe across the runway.
And over here is a white block I've got to go do a touch and go on. A touch and go is when you briefly land and take off again, assuming the airplane works.
Good touch and go.
Hard now turn to the left here. Coming up on gate eight. Two more to go after this. It's looking good. Right-hand turn
cut
through the gate.
The runway again for quad gate nine.
I'm going to make you come check it out and see how this finishes. Thank you. Flight Simulator X, it'll be in the stores this holiday. Check it out. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Scott. Really appreciate it. And you can check out FSX right over there in the Games for Windows booth. It is one of many of the great games that are coming this fall. It also will support DirectX 10 when Windows Vista ships in January. And I asked the FSX team to give us a little bit of an idea of what might be possible in DirectX 10. You'll see a screenshot here from the game as it currently is playable in DirectX 9. And I asked them to give me an idea of what they thought they might be able to do with DirectX 10. And you can see the kind of realism, the kind of immersive environment that you're able to bring to the platform with the next generation of graphics technology, DirectX 10. The lighting, the waves, the entire environment is completely different. And when you see them side by side, you really do see that this isn't just an incremental step, it's a revolutionary step forward. DirectX 10 is really going to make a big difference. Now, I want to show you a little bit of footage of DirectX 10 gameplay for the very first time from a German developer. This is Crytek and Crysis, EA partners. Thanks very much for your time.
Okay, wir haben gesehen, Games for Windows, hier passiert wirklich sehr, sehr viel Innovatives. Und es ist uns ganz, ganz wichtig, hier auf dieser Messe klarzustellen, ihr werdet es am Stand sehen, die Hälfte des Standes dreht sich um Games for Windows, endlich auch die Integration aller Third-Party-Publisher für die Plattform. Wir verstehen uns hier als Microsoft, als Plattformhalter Games for Windows. Das heißt, wir launchen auch in diesem Winter eine neue Plattform mit Windows Vista. Und das ist uns ganz, ganz wichtig, dass wir das entsprechend kommunizieren. Weiter geht's mit Xbox 360. Wir haben gesprochen, dass wir auf Xbox 360 mehr Spiele, bessere Spiele und exklusive Spiele bringen wollen. Und davon wollen wir jetzt mal reden. Wir haben hervorragende Zusammenarbeit mit allen Third-Party-Publishern und später werden wir heute noch einiges dazu sehen, was es hier zu bekannt geben gibt. Wichtig ist uns hier aber auch zu betonen, dass Microsoft Game Studios aus dem eigenen Hause sehr, sehr viele exklusive, großartige Spiele dieses Jahr im Winter auf die Plattform Xbox 360 bringen wird. Allen voran Forza 2 Motorsport, eine Rennsimulation der Extraklasse, noch mehr Fahrzeuge, mehr Strecken, Tuning-Möglichkeiten, die vorher nicht möglich waren und ein sehr, sehr ausgefeiltes System auf Xbox Live, auf dem ich mich hier bewegen kann. Und ich würde sagen, Worte sagen hier gar nichts, schauen wir uns einfach mal an, wie Forza 2 Motorsport aussehen wird. We'll be right back. Forza Motorsport 2 diesen Winter exklusiv für Xbox 360. Wirklich lecker, lecker für jeden wirklichen Racing-Simulations-Fan, den wir haben werden. Microsoft Game Studios verstehen sich als Plattformhalter in der Verantwortung, auch wirklich Märkte zu erweitern, neue Zielgruppen aufzumachen. Und hier haben wir einen Spieletitel, der wirklich ganz, ganz wichtig wird für die Microsoft Game Studios diesen Winter. Und ich freue mich sehr, dass wir heute mehr zeigen können zu unserem Exklusiv-Franchise Viva Piñata. Und dazu begrüße ich Chris Kimmel auf der Bühne, der uns hier eine kleine Demo machen wird. Hello, Chris.
How you doing? Thanks. Thank you. How's everybody doing? I'm excited to show you today Viva Piñata. This innovative and original game concept was created by Rare, the renowned developer in the UK, and has even inspired a television cartoon series by 4Kids Entertainment. Now, Viva Piñata is just the tip of the iceberg in Microsoft's strategy to broaden the audience for the Xbox 360. And when I say broadening, I'm talking about children, casual gamers, and female gamers. But before I show you a game here in just a second, first let me explain what piñatas are. It's a little bit of a controversy about where piñatas originated, whether it was in China or Italy or Spain or even Central America. But what we do know is that piñatas were made famous at the birthday parties of countless Mexican children. You see, a piñata is a papier-mâché animal that's filled with treats and sweets and surprises, and the children take turns trying to break it open to reveal what's inside. But what if piñatas were real? Let's take a journey to Piñata Island to find out. Now, this world that you see here is actually an example of many, many hours of gameplay. Actually, when you start a new game, all you have is dirt. Nothing else, zilch, nada, just a bunch of dirt. As a player, your challenges in Viva Piñata are A, to create a world that attracts piñatas, B, foster relationships between those piñatas, and C, to protect them from the dangers that threaten to break them open. Now, as I mentioned earlier, when you start out, all you have is just a lot of dirt. But as you can see here, you are allowed to personalize this world, you're allowed to personalize every inch of this world, and even the piñatas themselves, to reflect your style via hundreds of different customizations. So that means that you can plant every patch of grass, every plant and every tree, every fence and every structure in the world. You can also customize your piñatas as well, and you can choose whether or not you want them to wear sunglasses, hats, backpacks, or even afros. Now, based on how you customize your world, you can attract up to 60 different piñata species, each with a mind of their own. And when you're ready to go online and join the Viva Piñata community, you can trade any item and any piñata with your friends over Xbox Live. And finally, if you watch a television show, you can actually learn tips and tricks on how to play the game. For example, in an upcoming episode, you'll learn from Fergie the Fudge Hog how to attract the seldom seen and hard to find unicorn into your own garden. So this has been just a brief demo of Viva Piñata, an exclusive Xbox 360 title that is coming this Christmas. And what you see here is just the beginning of a journey that is only bounded by your imagination. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris, for this great tidbits of Viva Piñata we've seen so far. Okay, für Xbox 360, die Microsoft Game Studios haben noch viele weitere Titel, die wir hier am Messestand sehen werden. Unter anderem natürlich 99 Nights, Shadowrun, viele Titel, die hier ganz groß präsentiert werden, Crackdown und andere. Was haben wir noch zu bieten? Wir haben mehr Spiele, wir haben bessere Spiele, wir haben exklusive Spieleinhalte für Xbox 360. Wir haben auch sehr, sehr viele technische Innovationen, über die wir auch noch sprechen wollen. Allen vorangestellt, wir haben die optimale Lösung für Xbox Live. Xbox Live ist der Online-Service, der wirklich die Plattform verändert hat und noch weiter verändert wird. Xbox Live ist eine weltweite Erfolgsgeschichte und jetzt auch endlich in Deutschland wirklich zum Durchbruch gekommen. Wie ich gesagt habe, über die Hälfte aller Xbox 360 Benutzer spielen auf Xbox Live. Wir haben ständige Innovationen. Marketplace, Arcade wird ständig ausgebaut und wir haben jetzt endlich die Möglichkeit, auch viele kleine innovative Spielideen auf eine komplexe Spielkonsole zu bringen und viele lokale, unabhängige Entwickler zu fördern, die auf Xbox Live Arcade Spiele entwickeln können. Und speziell für Deutschland haben wir sehr, sehr große Erfolge erzielt, bereits in den letzten Monaten mit Brettspielen, mit Kartenspielen und ähnlichen Inhalten. Und es freut uns ganz besonders, heute sagen zu können, dass drei der populärsten Spiele, die auf Brettspielen erhältlich sind, jetzt ihren Weg finden auf Xbox Live Arcade. Das ist Carcassonne auf Xbox Live Arcade, Alhambra erhältlich diesen Herbst und last but not least die Siedler von Catan auf Xbox Live Arcade für den Xbox Live Marketplace zum Download. Wer nicht weiß, Xbox Live Arcade ist eine Spielesammlung von klassischen, schönen oder auch neuen adaptierten Arcade-Spielen für das schnelle Spiel zwischendurch, für neue Zielgruppen. Und schauen wir uns das Ganze mal an. Okay, Xbox Live und Xbox Live Arcade sind nicht die einzigen Innovationen für Xbox 360. Wir haben ständig technische Innovationen, Entertainment ist ein ganz, ganz wichtiger Faktor. Wir haben gesagt, meine Spiele, meine Freunde, mein Entertainment, wir wollen alles auf die Plattform Xbox 360 bringen. Was wäre das Ganze ohne Filme? Und wir brauchen natürlich Filme in High Definition, und Xbox 360 liefert ein hochauflösendes Signal. Es freut uns, Sie sagen zu können, dass schon vor Weihnachten ein HD-DVD-Player von Microsoft für Xbox 360 als Zubehörteil erscheinen wird. Und wir haben erstmals die Möglichkeit, uns diesen DVD-Player kurz anzusehen. Europastart noch dieses Jahr. Es ist eine ganz flexible Lösung. Niemand wird gezwungen, etwas zu bezahlen, was er gar nicht braucht, was er vielleicht gar nicht benutzen wird. Wer es haben will, kann es als Zubehör werben. Sehr, sehr kundenfreundlich gedacht. Hier sehen wir erstmal in Aktion den HD-DVD-Player, der über diese Xbox 360 angeschlossen ist und kontrolliert wird. Ich schalte jetzt hier auf den HD-DVD-Player über Xbox 360 um. Und wir sehen hier erstmal einen Film Serenity von unserem Partner Universal in High Definition. Und man sieht hier, ich presse den Guide-Button. Ich habe trotzdem Zugriff auf meine Community, auf meine Achievements. Ich kann weiter in Kontakt treten, wenn alles über Xbox 360 läuft. Zu diesem Film kann ich sehen, wenn ich Nachrichten bekomme, persönliche Einstellungen vornehmen. Möglich, weil HD-DVD auf Xbox 360 live immer im Hintergrund verbunden bleibt. HD-DVD-Player ab diesem Herbst auch in Deutschland. Was gibt es noch Neues zu berichten? Wir haben ständig innovatives Zubehör. Wireless hat sich als absolute Erfolgsstory herausgestellt. Die ganze Präsentation hier läuft über Wireless, über diesen Controller. Und wir haben ein Wireless-Headset, um wirklich Online-Kommunikation während Xbox Live ermöglichen. Wieder ein Kabel weniger, wieder eine schöne Geschichte für den Gamer. Dann haben wir ein fantastisch innovatives Wireless Wheel. Das erste wirklich funktionale kabellose Lenkrad für Xbox 360 mit einem fantastischen neuen Pedalsystem. Großartige Qualität, auch diesen Herbst im Handel mit Force Feedback-Unterstützung. Das neue Xbox 360 Wireless Wheel von Microsoft. Weiters haben wir Xbox Wireless Gaming, die Lösung, dass alle diese Peripherie, die ich für 360 kaufe, bei Xbox 360 ist der Receiver bereits in der Box eingebaut, auf meinem PC noch nicht. Mit dem Wireless Gaming Receiver für Windows wird mein Zubehör, wie Richard vorhin schon gesagt hat, mein Controller, mein Lenkrad, das ganze Wireless-Zubehör, das von Microsoft kommt, mit dem Windows-PC kompatibel. Eine ganz einfache Lösung. Und last but not least, die Xbox Live Vision Kamera. Xbox Live liegt uns besonders am Herzen und das ist die Kamera, um in Spielen online mit meinem Gegenüber kommunizieren zu können, mein Gegenüber zu sehen in Echtzeit oder auch einfach nur so Videokonferenzen abhalten zu können oder mein Bild von meinem Gesicht in Spiele zu integrieren, wird erstmal nicht möglich sein bei Rainbow Six, bei einem Pokerspiel, das kommt, bei fantastischen Spielen von vielen Publishern, werde ich mein Spielergesicht, wenn man das will, in das Spiel als Spieler inkludieren können. Ab diesem Herbst ebenfalls in Deutschland im Handel. Okay, das heißt, wir haben uns unterhalten über Games for Windows. Wir haben mehr Spiele, bessere Spiele, exklusive Spiele. Wir entwickeln die Plattform weiter und launchen dieses Jahr im Winter die Evolution mit Windows Vista. Xbox 360 bringt noch mehr Spiele, auch bessere Spiele, exklusive Spiele, neues Zubehör, Xbox Live und Live Arcades. Wir werden wirklich einiges im Markt verändern und Gaming für neue Zielgruppen aufmachen. Damit nicht genug, wollen wir auch Mobile eine Story integrieren. Bill Gates hat damit auf der E3 eine Vision gestartet und den Status dieser Vision wollen wir dann heute präsentieren. Wie sieht es aus mit der Vernetzung aller Plattformen untereinander und der Integration von Mobile? Und dazu freut mich ganz besonders begrüßen zu dürfen Chris Satchel, seines Zeichen General Manager der Game Developer Group für die Demonstration. Ich bin raus, viel Spaß noch weiterhin.
Thank you, Martin. Earlier this year at E3,
We announced our vision for the future of connected gaming and communities, and that was Live Anywhere. Now, Live Anywhere takes the amazing experience that millions of gamers from all over the world enjoy on Xbox 360 and pushes it beyond the console platform to Windows and to mobile. Now, that was just a vision, but what we'd actually like to show you today is some demo code actually running on a mobile device. And to do that, I'd like to invite Dax Hawkins, a senior engineer from Redmond, to come up on stage and show us this. Good to have you here, Dax.
Thank you.
So what do we have?
Well, I have the community aspects of Xbox Live running on cell phone, mobile.
And that's what we've got over here?
Yep. Let me zoom in here.
Okay, so what do we see first?
Well, you can drill your achievements, for example. I can look at my games and walk down my achievements for Geometry Wars and see what I've earned.
And these are the achievements I got from Xbox 360?
Exactly.
And now I can see them on my cell phone?
Right.
Awesome. What else could we do?
Well, wouldn't be a community without your friends, so I can see who's online, for example, and see their presence information.
And this is a unified community, so it doesn't matter which device, I can just get to them.
And of course, I can check my messages on the device and send it to the console as well.
So I could message from a console to my cell phone and back again?
Exactly.
Awesome. Now, we were talking last night about how we both play, but we haven't actually had a friend's invite yet. Now, obviously, I haven't brought my console with me to Germany, so could we do it with these phones?
Right, well, you can actually beam your gamer card from this cell phone to mine. So let me go ahead and do that.
And so when we've done the beaming, we're going to see it on the cell phone?
Yes, good desire. So you see the gamer card come over on the phone.
Okay.
And then send a message to the console, a friend invite.
So that was actually from the phone. I could accept on the 360.
You can, or you can accept directly from your phone. So I can go ahead and do that. And now that we're friends, we can actually compare our games side by side and look at our achievements.
By the way, you can only show this if I've got more achievements than you.
Oh, sorry. Got that. Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, thank you very much, Dax.
Thank you, Chris.
So this is one way that we're innovating. We're innovating with the live, with online. But last week in Redmond, we made another really important announcement about how we're innovating in the area of content creation, and that was XNA Game Studio Express. For the first time ever, you're going to be able to take the console that you have at home and build your own games, play your own games, and share your own games with other community members. And I want to take a minute now to actually show you how easy this could be and how we're going to be able to put creativity in your hands to build your own games on Xbox 360. So what I have here is a technology combination between XNA Game Studio Express and a technology from our partners at Garage Games. When you bring them together, you get something that's very, very easy to use. So I'm going to try to build a game here in about a minute. So first off, I'm going to need to have a foreground. So I'm just going to drop that into my world. And you'll notice I'll do this whole thing with a mouse. There's nothing complicated here. Put the aeroplane in. Every aeroplane needs a propeller, so I'll go find one. It's a little bit big, so I'm going to have to size this to make it fit the plane. That looks about right. And then I'm going to have to attach this to my plane. And straight away, I've got the start of a game. You know, I can fly around. My little plane's there. But the world looks a bit empty. We should probably add some more. Well, that's easy. What I can do is I think I will add some hills in the mid-ground. That just makes it look a bit nicer. Again, I can just size it all with the mouse. And then finally add some mountains in the background. Now it's starting to look quite rich. Now I'm going to have something to interact with. So I'm going to drop a little cartoon tank in here. Zoom in a bit. And put a fuel depot on for me to play with. And now, you know, I have quite a rich game experience here. It only took me a minute. It's very easy to do. Anyone could do this. And the tank can come along and we can exchange fire. Well, that's great. And that really opens up tools to allow me to innovate. But we already have a lot of shooting games on Xbox 360. And really what XNA is about is how do we bring new innovation into the industry. Well, this is something we've been working on in Redmond, and it's very different from nearly any game experience you'll see. And what's nice about this is not only do we create it incredibly quickly, much faster than we would with previous technologies, we could bring it to Xbox 360 in a matter of days. So what I have here is I have a little world that I'm looking after, and there's these weeds trying to take over, and what I'm going to do is paint with flowers, surround the weeds, and kill them. And if I manage to get them away from my whole planet, then I'll get rewarded by flowers growing everywhere. And you'll see, for once, there's no guns, there's no bombs, there's no explosions, it's just a fun new game experience. And what we hope is by bringing this to Xbox 360, we're going to see lots of new innovative experiences created. Now, that's just part of it. We've shown online innovation. We've shown content creation innovation. But what's really important is getting new talent into this industry. And for that, we've got a partnership with universities around the world that we're really excited about. And in fact, in Redmond last week, I announced 10 universities that we are partnering with to bring Xenia into their curriculums. Well, that was mostly North America-based. And what I'm pleased to announce this morning is we're working with 5 universities from Europe. There's 3 in the UK, the University of Hull, the University of Nottingham, and the University of Bradford. But what's really exciting is we're working with 2 universities here in Germany to get Xenia into their curriculum in the next year, to get students excited about science, technology, and game generation. We have the University of Karlsruhe and the Technical University of Munich. And when you put this together, new talent in the industry, new tools to make it easy to create, and amazing online experiences of Live Anywhere, the future of gaming on Xbox 360 is going to be amazing. So I'd like to hand back over to Chris Lewis.
Thank you, Chris. Brilliant. Thank you. Well, that just looks great. I'm sure you'd all agree. And I think it's worth reminding ourselves that it isn't just the games from Microsoft that are looking so good. Every major publisher out there on the planet is writing and developing great games for Xbox 360. The industry has responded fantastically well to the rich development platform afforded by Xbox 360 and indeed reacted to that ever-growing fan base that ensures a great business ecosystem for all of our partners and publishers. But don't take my word for it. You're going to get to play... Sorry, guys. That's better. I think I clicked too fast then. So don't just take my word for it. You're going to get the chance to play these games during the course of this show here at Leipzig, but let's have a quick look at some of them now. Doesn't that look great? And I'm really pleased to be able to announce here today that Pro Evolution Soccer 6 will be an Xbox 360 next generation exclusive for the next 12 months. I'm also really happy to be able to announce that FIFA 07 will also be a next gen exclusive on Xbox 360 for the next 12 months. So, whether you prefer FIFA 07 or Pro Evo Soccer 6, as a football fan, well, you need look no further than Xbox 360 because you won't be able to get them on any other next generation platform. Xbox 360 owns football. So, I'd like to invite back on stage Stefan Breckman to close out the rest of the press conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Take it with you. Lassen Sie mich zum Abschluss jetzt nochmal das Gesehene, Gehörte kurz zusammenfassen. Microsoft bietet die Plattform fürs Gaming. Games for Windows, ein starkes Line-up für Weihnachten und zum Vista-Launch. Xbox 360, mehr Spiele, bessere Spiele, exklusive Spiele. Und mit Live Anywhere verwirklichen wir die plattformübergreifende Vision. Ich bedanke mich für Ihre Aufmerksamkeit. Bitte jetzt nochmal Chris Lewis und Hück auf die Bühne und wünsche Ihnen noch eine schöne Messe. Vielen Dank.